Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Amelia, and this is...
Ellis.
And we are for the Outer Mission Show here live on Demon FM. We are currently live here at the SU, aren't we, Ellis?
Some great things going on. If I look directly in front of me, I can see reindeer, which is actually quite surreal.
Mad, isn't it?
We're at uni. Why is there reindeer at uni?
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it? Yeah, so we're currently live in this area, in the cafe area of the SU. We've got the Starbucks cafe hut right next to us. We've got stalls around selling Christmas gifts like candles, even donuts, and outside is a bakery.
Yeah,
mad,
it's
isn't it?
Feeling pretty Christmassy in here, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it? Oh boy. So it's a very exciting day, isn't it? Because today, I think, is the last day that anyone at the SU can get their Christmas gifts. So if you're looking to get something for your family or your friends, now's a great time to get that. And obviously, if you're a uni student, that's even great, isn't it?
Yes, you know, lots going on. So make sure you come down, check it out and that. Today we're going to be discussing...
all things Christmas.
Yeah, all things Christmas. We've got lots lined up for you. We're going to be discussing Christmas music, up and coming events.
We even got a quiz lined up for Ellis here. Can you believe that? You were surprised and excited.
And I don't know what any of the questions are yet, so I'm actually quite, not worried, but intrigued.
Yeah, so if you're ever looking to amp up your Christmas spirit this month, now is a great time for the show. So we've got plenty of Christmas music, all great things lined up. I've also got two lovely voices to talk about Christmas music.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. So
we've got a question for everyone that's tuning in, haven't we?
Yes, we do.
Just to get things started.
Yes. So if you want to get interactive with our show, please come at us for Demon FM on Twitter. That's Demon FM on Twitter. And our question for you guys is, what is your favourite and least favourite Christmas food of all time? So... yeah, so we've kind of thought, like, let's get the best of both worlds of, like, what's your least favourite and what's your favourite, because everyone's got their own opinions, don't they?
Yes, so it's a broader question. I feel like we'd get some great answers out there. So, you know, write in, what's your favourite and what is your least favourite Christmas food?
Yes, so please let us know on Demon FM on Twitter, and now is our first track for our show. This is Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You.
This is Demon FM. Demon FM 107.5.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all, with those holiday and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Toasting and caroling out in the snow.
There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time.
FM. Okay, so we do apologise for the technical fault that was, in fact, not Mariah Carey's All I Want.
Definitely not. You know, if you understand music, you will understand that that definitely isn't that song.
Yeah, so we do apologise. That was actually, in fact, It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year by Andy Williams. So we do apologise for that technical fault.
Mistakes anyway, happen, you know. Yeah.
Speaking of music, because it is now officially December, is the 4th December, isn't it?
Well, I think so. I don't really know what day it is anymore.
Oh, okay. So Christmas is upon us.
It is. It's coming, and it's coming faster every single day.
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it? So now is pretty much the good time for Christmas music, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's coming around about the time where we are forced to listen to Christmas music. So you might as well enjoy it. That's what how I feel about it personally.
Yeah. So, do you enjoy Christmas music?
Yeah, well, to be honest with you, I feel like a lot of the best Christmas music comes from the 80s, and I, you know, it's just got such a distinctive sound, and it just gets you in the mood. I pretty much love. I don't think there's a Christmas song I don't like.
Yeah, and you really? So there's not like any that you don't like?
Well,
were you a choir boy when you were younger?
No, I wasn't. But no, I don't. I literally don't. I'm trying to think of one. There must be one. What? No, nothing that I could think of. I like Christmas music. It, you know. What about you?
Okay. The thing is with me with Christmas in general is that I don't see the point in getting too excited about it in November because I kind of think it's inappropriate. I'm probably going to upset a lot of listeners right now when I say like I think it's only appropriate to celebrate like and to be excited for Christmas when it's only December, not in October, because I like Halloween myself, all that kind of stuff. But when it comes to like in a week or so's time, I do start to get excited and stuff because it's closer, isn't it? You get to start seeing your family a bit more often, and then yeah. Like it just seems a bit more festive. When it's November, it's not quite right for it. But in terms of music, yeah, it is kind of like in a week or so's time, that's when I get, you know, excited for it.
Yeah, you can't force yourself. You have to naturally progress into that state of, I don't know,
state
just
of
letting
mind.
The Christmas music in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, it's I sort of get what you're saying. Like, November, for me, does seem a little early, you know, but I just sort of let it happened naturally. I try not to think too much about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think as well, like, with a lot of Christmas music, inspiration for a lot of people is from, like, Christmas films as well.
Yeah.
Is it going all right?
So it is kind of like, you get a lot of inspo from, like, you got the Grinch, you just get a lot of Christmas music,
yes.
And like the soundtracks will be pouring out like everywhere, and you know, people will go crazy for like the signed editions or like limited editions, even if it's from a film like years ago. So yeah.
I mean, like Christmas songs generally have a very distinctive sound. You can tell a Christmas song off by a mile. Mm. But what it's like, you just got to think, like, what is it that makes it Christmassy? Is it like there must be a lot of.
Is there a specific formula?
Yeah, probably the bells, for sure. That's definitely...
Yeah, Christmas bells is definitely going to have to be one of them.
You know, if you put bells on the track, it automatically sounds Christmassy.
Absolutely. I mean, I think with my family friends back from home, it's like they have so much... Like, they adore Christmas. They've got Christmas paraphernalia all around in the house, and I'm not kidding, like, from floor to ceiling. covered in it. And they will have... You're right there.
Sorry, just having a little coughing fit.
Please excuse that. But it is kind of like they'll have tons of albums from, like, so many films.
Michael Bublé.
Michael Bublé definitely is one of them. Absolutely, Michael Bublé. But it's even, like, soundtracks from, like, episodes, like, you know, with Friends or... you know, all sorts of, like, limited edition sort of, like, Christmas episodes. It's always quite good.
So they're, like, hardcore Christmas fans.
Absolutely, yeah. But it is kind of, like... I remember when I was younger, they did take me to, like, the Pantos and stuff like that, which we'll talk about in a minute. But, yeah, it is... It's magical, isn't it? But it's quite interesting because you do get a lot of, like, lovers or haters with Christmas music.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. I don't really think about it too much, but when once you see, start seeing like Christmas trees coming up and your family starts coming together a bit more, you definitely notice it. So I think it's a great time.
Yeah. I think, well, definitely as a child, like growing up with like Christmas music, because when you're a child, you absolutely adore Christmas.
Yeah.
Well, depending on your upbringing, obviously, but like.
I used to love Christmas. My mum used to do loads of cute things. She used to open the window and put like glitter all over the carpet.
Oh my god.
And she'd say like Santa's came, and she'd have to clean it up. And
that is sweet.
You know, I suppose it was worth it, really. Mm. You know, great memories.
Bless. I think with my parents, for like nostalgia, like stuff. Yeah. I think it was more. Nothing would get decorated in my house until probably the night of Christmas Eve. So when I'd be up to... not in like a... Obviously, we had the Christmas tree and stuff like that, but it would be more like... like, I would wake up and there would be like... Yeah, kind of like snow, but in a way that would be like... They would cut pieces of paper and cut out like Santa's feet.
Yeah.
With like... I don't know, a Sharpie to make out his markings, so it looks like he's actually been outside.
What, in the carpet?
No, on the paper laid on the carpet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, and then, like, I would wake up and be like, oh my god, Santa's actually been here. And, yeah, whereas kind of now, when you're an adult, it is kind of more like being with your mates and your family, isn't it?
Yeah, I really love to spend time with my family, my friends and stuff, and, you know, best time of year to do it, really.
Do you know what your plans are for like your friends and family? Do you know?
I'd like to have a Christmas party, to be honest with you.
Oh yeah?
I could feel that.
A formal term. Or an informative one?
I don't know what that means.
As in like is it going to be quite, are you going to take it quite seriously, or is it going to be quite casual? Do you know?
It would be relatively casual. I don't think I have the capacity to make anything non-casual.
That's fair enough. I mean, for me, like, I'm definitely spending it with my family. But it's going to be quite interesting because my parents have recently moved to a different place now.
Oh, okay.
So it is kind of like the house I grew up in is no longer being like that for Christmas. I don't know, it's going to sound a little bit, you know, sad, but in a way, like, I'm looking forward to it because it's a new environment at the end of the day.
A fresh start.
Yes.
In a nice way.
And I think as well, like with my parents, they are looking forward to it. Christmas with my parents as well, like, I don't know what it is, but I don't know if this is like this with anyone else's family, but like they'll start planning like when people are seeing each other, when it's like September.
Like, yeah, my family's like that.
Yours are like that. Yeah. So it's kind of like who's going to people's houses on Christmas Day? Yeah. Am I coming to yours on Boxing Day? Are we having a chill day on the 27th, or are we seeing you on New Year's Eve? And I just still think it's quite weird how it's like in September that happens.
Yeah, well, you
rather than later. But in a way I get it because I am an adult, but I don't have a family.
I don't feel like an adult at all. And I'm starting to think, I hope that I become that organised when I'm that age.
Yeah. Maybe further down the line of, like, just when you've got more priorities. But I am looking forward to it. Have you started your Christmas shopping yet?
No, but I really, really should.
Well, and you know where you need to be to get yours.
Yeah, I keep... forgetting. I'm like, oh, I need to do it, and I know what's going to happen. I'm just going to end up leaving it to the last minute.
Mm,
I just
just like going absolutely bonkers online to try and get discounts.
Yeah, I'm like relatively terrible with that sort of thing. But do you want to play another track?
So hopefully this will be working. This is, should hopefully be Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Fingers crossed.
Demon FM 107.5.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true.
So that was actually Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. Our next section, Ellis, is going to be a small Christmas quiz for you.
How exciting.
So I have planned out 6 questions for you.
Ooh, okay.
And you basically need to get the correct answers.
Oh, no, it's a quiz as in... Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, what do you think a quiz is?
I know nothing about anything, but I'll definitely give it a good go.
Give it one for the team. Okay, then. So, right. So it is going to be a multiple choice of three options, so you have to get the correct one.
So it's a bit like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Pretty much, but just less pressure, and unfortunately you don't get cash.
Oh.
Right, so the majority of these questions, pretty much all of these questions are based off the traditional song Christmas Carol, On the 12 Days of Christmas, My True Love Gave to Me. Are you aware of the song?
I'm aware of it, but I've never listened to it by choice.
All right. So you are aware of it, but you're not like a diehard. You know all the lyrics off the top of your head, or like you know it back in reverse, or know it in Latin.
No, not at all. I'm quite good with Christmas rapping. By the waitresses.
I thought generally for a minute, I thought you knew how to rap this track, rather than Christmas present rapping.
I can't.
Oh my god. Anyway. Okay. So first question is, for this one, you're gonna have to fill in the blank. All right.
Okay.
So on the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me what? A, four calling birds. B, four howling wolves. Or C, four squealing mice.
Oh no. Okay, do I have time to think?
A bit.
A bit, okay.
So,
you know what? It's not all the questions aren't about this, are they?
Well, like I said, it is about this song.
Song, okay. Well, I would do very badly because I have no idea.
Okay, just A, B or C?
A, B or C. Let's go with C, because that's the letter Christmas starts with.
Okay, right then. So question number two is another one. On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me A, nine clowns juggling, B, nine ladies dancing, or C, boys jumping.
That's a very good question. Wow. I'm going to go with D. There's a D, isn't
there?
No,
there's not.
There's no D. Okay, let's go with A then.
But nine clowns juggling.
Why not?
All right then.
You know what? I've just given up now, so.
Right. Okay.
This is quality radio.
Okay. Question number three. On the 11th day of Christmas,
11th.
My true love gave to me A, 11 lords a leaping. B, 11 lords. Sorry. B, 11 grease a laying. Or C, 11 pipers piping.
Maybe. This is very difficult. Why am I even trying to think about it? I should just be guessing. I'm going to go with C.
Okay. All right then. Number four. This one's a bit of a different one.
Yay.
Okay. But it's a bit of a tricky one. Okay. So number four is, when are the 12 days of Christmas traditionally celebrated? A, December 25th to January 4th. B, December 26th to the 6th of January. Or C, December 24th to the to the 2nd of January.
A?
A?
Maybe.
Okay. So number five. Okay. Oh, I've noticed we've actually only got five questions rather than six. My apologies. So this is your last question.
Okay,
actually.
Nice.
Okay, so you may this month might be able to redeem yourself.
I hope. Okay. I really hope so.
So this is probably the most difficult one, but how many things did my true love sent to me? So you know with the 12?
Yeah.
How many of those gifts did they send to you?
What if they're plural?
That's the thing.
is it?
A, 79. B, 56. Or C, 78.
Can you repeat the question?
How many things did my true love send to me?
Can you repeat the second bit?
Okay. A, 79. B, 56. Or C, 78.
I'm going to go with 79.
Okay.
Pretty nice number.
Pretty nice number. Like you have a good preference for numbers. Okay. So, you've answered five of my questions.
Oh, this is quite exciting, actually.
Okay. So, five questions. You got two correct. You only got one correct.
That's fine with me, to be honest with you. I'm pretty happy with that. Always been an underachiever.
The one you got correct was number three. On the 11th day, of Christmas, my true love gave to me 11 pipers piping.
That is so fluky. I can't believe I...
Fluky?
Look at me now, Mum. I'm a champion. 1 out of 5.
Yeah, but you did really well, though. I mean, to be fair, if someone were to ask me how many things did my true love sent to me, I would have not had a clue.
Wait, do you know any of the answers? Did you know the answers?
Well, I had to know the answers when I had to do this for you.
Oh, fair enough.
Anyway,
okay.
Well done for trying, Ellis.
Thank you.
Our next
That's
track-
all you can ask.
Our next track is Santa Claus is Coming to Town by Jackson 5.
Demon FM 107.5.
So that was Jackson 5 with Santa Claus is Coming Back to Town. So for this segment, we're going to be talking about what pretty much is a highlight for Christmas, and that is pantomimes and theatres.
Yeah, the best.
So Ellis, what is going on? Do you have any information?
There's actually loads going on, to be honest with you. So to the 6th of December to the 13th of December, we have White Christmas, and then that's at the Curve. De Montfort Hall, Peter Pan, on the 15th of December to the 6th of January. The Little Theatre has Mother Goose on, which actually sounds really, really cool. I'll read you a little bit of the brief of that. It's Mother Goose, an extraordinary tale, one woman's search for true happiness. Doesn't that sound nice?
Yeah, it sounds very lovely, doesn't it? It sounds very wholesome.
Yeah, it does sound... Well, that's, you know, Christmas films aren't Christmas films if they're not wholesome. Yeah. And then we've got to the 14th of December to the 6th of January, we've got... Yeah, that's Mother Goose at the Little Theatre. Then Leicester Haymarket Theatre, Treasure Island, who has a very special star in it, Gary Lineker. What
Can you believe
man.
That? That's mad, isn't it?
Loves crisps.
Not just... Okay. Yes, not that's crisps. A fact, but it's not just crisps, isn't it?
He probably likes other things as well, but, you know. And then you know.
Yeah, Captain Flint is what Gary Lineker is playing at the Treasure Island, so he's definitely playing as a pirate.
And I just saw a little sneak video of just a general...
Does it look promising?
It looks great. I feel like he plays a very, very promising pirate, you know.
Very nice.
If I saw him, I'd think he's definitely a pirate.
That's very, very sweet of you. So can you still get the tickets for these, especially for the pantomimes now, Ellis? Can you still get the tickets?
Pretty much all of them still have tickets. There are limited available, but, you know, get in while you can. That's what I say.
So whether if you want to see Peter Pan, Mother Goose or Treasure Island, make sure you check out the events website. So for Peter Pan, go to De Montfort Hall. If you want Mother Goose, the Little Theatre. And for Treasure Island, the Haymarket Theatre. But if you want to go for something a little bit more formal, you can try out the production of At the Curb, which is The White Christmas. It's a bit more of a formative... It is still Christmas, but if you're more of an adult and you maybe don't have children, or if you want to like take your partner somewhere for like just a really nice evening, then that's a really good place to go. Or as a different alternative, say like if you don't want to, you know, go to a pantomime because maybe it's not your thing, or maybe theatre's not your thing, and you're more into like the music environment, then at the Shed, they've got this event going on at the moment called the Shadvent, which basically from now till the 24th, the Shed venue is going to be giving out gifts and, you know, just lovely gestures to their customers. And even like prize draws, so you can win like tickets and stuff to gigs, which will be exciting. So yeah, depending on what you fancy, really, just give it a go and have a look about what you want to do. It's quite exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, there's loads going on. Well, there needs to be, really. You know, imagine there being nothing to do at Christmas.
Oh God, bah humbug. Did you ever go to pantomimes as a kid?
Not really. I did go to the theatre, but I never really saw pantomimes too much. No, not really. Did you?
Well, definitely for me, because my grandparents, they live just outside of Birmingham. Well, this was years ago. But yeah, they used to live just right outside of Birmingham, whereby they would take me and my brother to the Hippodrome and just take me to whatever pantomime was happening. Whether that was like Jack and Beanstalk, or you know, just classic like kids' stories.
Yeah.
And a definite highlight for me was Peter Pan, because I remember as a kid like seeing Peter Pan like on obviously like flying.
Yeah.
I'm saying that with heavily quotation marks in case kids are listening to this. But you know, flying across the actual theatre itself and me just being like amazed
this
at the whole thing.
This is Demon FM.
Yeah, because that's the thing as a kid, you know, like with pantomimes, it is kind of like you want to give so much magic to them.
Yeah.
But you can just be the average person that might just think Christmas is magical, can't you?
I feel like I've missed out. I feel like I need to make up for lost time.
Well, you know where you want to go?
Like a panto binge.
Really?
Why not?
Well, which one do you think you might go to? Do you have any ideas?
Mother Goose. I'm obsessed with the idea of that. It sounds very wholesome. Treasure Island. That'd be great as well.
Yeah.
Just to see Gary Lineker as a pirate, I feel like that's, you know, it's worth it.
Yeah. So if you do fancy a pantomime or a formal occasion, or if you just want to go to an event that's just giving out mince pies or, you know, drinks and stuff, make sure you check out the event pages of everywhere around Leicester. There'll be tons of, like, you know, ads and stuff like that. So, yeah, please check it out. So for our next track, this is Band-Aid.
Demon FM 107.5.
Christmas time, there's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shade. And in our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy. Throw your arms around the world at Christmas time. Say a prayer.
So that was Do They Know It's Christmas by Band Aid. So earlier on the show, we asked you guys to tweet us in your favourite and least favourite foods of Christmas. And we've had a pretty current theme of no one really ever liking Brussels sprouts, which is not surprising, is it? What are your feelings of Brussels sprouts, Alice?
They seem to have quite a lot of love for pigs in blankets, though. Both of them. Two people have said that, but I don't like Brussels sprouts, which is odd because as a child I used to love Brussels sprouts.
Did you actually?
I feel like I've got more like a child as I've grown up, so because now I can't stand them. But it's like an aftertaste of earwax.
Earwax.
It's horrible. Sorry, I don't want to put anyone off or anything, but I am a veggie as well, so I don't eat turkey or chicken or anything like that.
I love
that.
How like you think the texture of and take the oh my god yeah, so Ellis has just said the texture and taste of Brussels sprouts is like earwax.
Well, I'm not
very
wrong.
Pleasant.
Well, the aftertaste initially it's not too bad. It's like a small cabbage. But,
yeah, they are pretty much like small cabbages,
but,
aren't they?
But then an aftertaste, it's too intense and it knocks me off my chair. So not for me, thanks.
That's fair enough.
And I don't know, I normally have like the...
Yeah, because you are a vegetarian, so yeah. Like what things like do you actually like
my
for
mum just like fries this like corn meat thing. But to be honest with you, it's not that good. Sorry, Mum. But so I normally just eat like Yorkshire puddings or just rubbish.
Rubbish.
What about you?
Well, I mean, like, I'm not a vegetarian. Sorry to any of those of you who are. But it is
that's
like
fine.
I'm just the traditional person of like, well, with my family we don't necessarily eat turkey because we're just not a fan of it really. So just like chicken and stuff. But if there's really, I suppose the only thing that I'm a little bit picky about when it comes to like Christmas is like Christmas desserts. Like I am not a fan of like Christmas pudding.
What's
like,
that all about?
Like, well, the thing is, I like fruit. Don't get me wrong, I like fruit. But it is kind of like, I'm not a fan of it in cake because I don't see the point of it.
That's not cake. Fruit in a cake.
Yeah, I'm just not a fan of it. And even though, like, you know, putting it, covering it in brandy and then setting it on fire looks good, I'm not, if someone says to me, do you want a bit? And I'm like, no, I'm just not a keen, you know, fan of it. And I hate to shock a lot of people with this, but I'm also not a fan of mince pies.
Me neither.
Are you not?
No, to be honest with you, I feel like we've probably got the same taste.
Except I'm not the vegetarian.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because, like, I remember as a kid, when I was younger, like primary school, like year two or whatever, we used to, at Christmas, when we would bring our parents round to, like, the Christmas, like, thing of, yeah. of year two, all of us either had to make mince pies or, like, what are they called? Jam tarts.
Okay.
And as a kid, I used to love jam tarts. So I kind of thought to myself, what would the difference be? Because, you know, as all kids, we all thought, like, mince pies would contain actual mince meat.
Yeah.
Because that's what we all, like, keep thinking.
Fruit and stuff, innit?
Yeah, well, the thing was like, when we were making, like, the tarts and stuff, I remember my teacher just being like, right, this is the mince meat that you put in mince pies. And I just remember almost wanting to gag. Because it looks... Yeah, the actual... You know, because you call it mince meat for mince pies.
What? That is the most confusing thing I've ever heard.
I know. Have you? Did you not ever know that?
No, I didn't. But no wonder everyone gets so confused.
Well, I mean, like, yeah, it's not a pretty looking thing to look in a jar. No. I'll tell you that.
No.
But I know some people absolutely adore them. I don't think with my family we have the urge to go and buy them. Like. I don't think with my mum, whenever we've gone, like, Tesco's and stuff, she has been like, oh, we've run out of mince pies, we have to go and get some more. I don't think we're ever really like that. If anything, we are more into things like Cheez-Its. You know, like, you know, the crackers are, like shaped like Christmas trees.
Yeah, they're great.
Like, snacks and stuff. Like, yeah. There is always, like, a bowl of peanuts.
Yeah, you've got to have the peanuts. Well, I feel like overall, I've come to the conclusion that I'm not really... a massive fan of Christmas food. I like potatoes and stuff like that, but...
carbs.
No, yeah, but when it comes around to Christmas, it's more of an excuse just to eat anything I want. Like, I can just...
Well, yeah,
just
that's the thing
two,
with Christmas,
two
yeah.
tubs of Pringles and not feel bad about it.
Yeah. Fill into your new jeans that you get for Christmas. Because why
I'll buy
not?
Bigger ones.
There's always a stitching company out yeah. there to help us out with stuff. I am looking forward to Christmas food because it's just good, isn't it? Like, my mum does an excellent job at doing it. And it is kind of like family, and it's just very wholesome, isn't it?
Yeah.
Basically.
It's a nice time to reflect on what you have, what good things you have, you know, just appreciate all the lovely things, you know.
Yeah. It's lovely. So now is our next track, just before we close up. This is Last Christmas by Wham.
Absolute banger.
Let's get Demon FM.
Save me from tears. was Last Christmas by Wham, by the late George Michael.
Was a great man.
Yeah. So we've only got a couple of minutes to spare, so we all just wanted to say thank you all for listening to our show. We just got this tweet live from a girl called Lizzie, and she says Brussels sprouts are literally the worst, but I do love things with blankets, and turkey is pretty good too. Thank you, Lizzie, for the tweet. I hope you like the shout out from
You're
a very special person who wanted her to be shouted at.
What a cutie. Real cutie.
For those who are listening, you probably don't have any idea what we were just talking about, but anyway.
But the few who do, they'll be like, yeah.
Yeah, so we all just wanted to say to all the listeners who've been listening to our show, thank you very much for listening. So just to wrap things up, we've been live here at the DSU, like SU diner area, right next to the Starbucks and right next to the diner. If you still want to get any last minute Christmas presents, now is the time to do that, because today is the last day to get them. Ellis, you've been absolutely lovely.
Oh, thank you. You too.
And,
as always.
And if you ever want to meet any last minute like reindeer, they're all outside, just outside the DSU. They are really sweet. And
yeah, very cute.
Yeah, they'll be really sweet. So yeah, it's been an absolute treasure, isn't it? It's been really good, hasn't it? Considering this is our first ever live broadcast we've ever done outside.
Surprisingly, yeah, not much has gone wrong. So yeah. What, you can't ask for more than that, can you, really?
No, you're a sweetheart.
Thank you, you too.
Yeah, so if you ever get your last minute Christmas presents, if you want to go to any pantos or any live theatres, go around the advertisements and stuff like that. Enjoy your Christmas. Yeah, thank you all for listening. It's been great. Thanks. Bye.
This is Demon FM.